It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There has been a kind of a conversation, almost like it's a fact, over the last few days that Aaron Rodgers got Robert Saleh fired. And I'd be the first to tell you, like, it's on my mind, too. And as much as Aaron Rodgers vehemently denied it yesterday, you know, what do we know? Just because he's denying it doesn't mean it isn't true. But there was a test. There was a test. Because one of the narratives that were put out there, courtesy of good reporting, was that Robert Saleh was ready to make a major change on offense. He was ready to take play calling duties away from Nate Hackett. And then, mysteriously, Robert Saleh got fired. So it was very easy and convenient to go A plus B. Mm-hmm. Oh, Aaron heard and said, you're not doing that to Nate, and Robert Saleh got fired. But there was a test. And the test was, Jeff Ulbrich said, hey, I'm going to look at everything. Let me possibly make changes. I'll let you know when I decide. Well, if Jeff Ulbrich is going to make the exact same change that was rumored to get Robert Saleh fired, well, then that would be the undeniable proof that Aaron Rodgers didn't get Robert Saleh fired. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's take you to the beginning of Jeff Ulbrich's press conference today, where he made a very special announcement.
Regarding the staff, after a lot of time to think about it, and did not make this decision easily by any means, I'm going to make Todd Downing the play caller. For the New York Jets going forward. And this is more a byproduct of a different take on things. I'm not saying it's a better or worse take on things by any means, but just a different take on things, a fresh approach. So ultimately, Todd will have the full say on the game plan and ultimately the plays that are called within the game.
So there's a couple of layers here. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I want to pick your brain on this decision, what it means for Nate, what it does for the Jet offense. But before we get there, I think we all just have to declare, well, this proves that Aaron Rodgers didn't get Robert Saleh fired.
I mean,
doesn't it? Am I wrong?
Not necessarily, but mostly yes. Because the theory was that because Robert Saleh was thinking of firing, not reassigning, but firing mm-hmm. Nate Hackett, that Aaron Rodgers wanted to save his buddy's job. So he gets Robert Saleh fired. But I kind of believe Aaron when he says, I don't really have that much power. Maybe he has some influence. But when you listen to Woody also says he'd been thinking about this for a while.
Right.
So all it would take is Aaron being like, yeah, you know, I don't love the lack of accountability, the energy coming from on top. And, you know, a change would be okay. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, not even saying I want to fire him, but just co-sign or making Woody co-sign what he already thought. You know what I mean? Like yeah. He was already thinking. So he just pushed him over the edge, so to speak. But the Nate Hackett decision is really the interesting one, because even listening to Jeff Ulbrich, what he's basically saying is, I don't know if it's going to work.
Right.
I don't know if this is going to do anything for us, because the issue is not, and I know this because I just watching the tape, it's not the plays. It's the execution of those plays. And so if Todd Downing calls a different sequence of plays and your tight end just whiffs, right, on four blocks in a game, you know what? You're still going to suck.
Right, right.
And so that's where the impact needs to happen, is the consequence for not executing. And so, great. It looks good. It gets, let people, you know, pound the table and, yeah, I was always right about Nate Hackett or whatever. But you still got to execute. I don't care how good the play caller is.
Yeah. Sean, do you want to apologize to Aaron Rodgers? Because you're more than welcome to.
As a matter of fact, I'm waiting for you to apologize to the audience when you tease them with definitive proof.
I mean, this is definitive proof.
No, no.
It is, because think about it. What we heard over the last 24 hours.
I thought Bad Tiki was the definitive
right.
proof.
That actually wasn't. That wasn't this. But we had heard for 24 hours the narrative that Robert Sala was going to take play calling away from Nate Hackett. Mm. Aaron Rodgers heard this, said, no, no, no. Gave the sign to his owner, get rid of him. Woody now takes care of Robert Sala. Meanwhile, the new head coach did exactly what Robert Sala was rumored to do. So it's at least definitive proof that that's not what caused Robert Sala to lose his job.
Naive, Evan. So naive, Evan. I'm pretty much in lockstep with Tiki in terms of Woody Johnson probably was already thinking about this.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers helped put Woody Johnson over the edge in this decision with their little phone call on Monday night. It all stems from Sala felt probably desperate that his job was on the hot seat, and he might have fired Nate Hackett. Last time I checked, Nate Hackett has his play calling duty stripped. Is Nate Hackett's key card working tomorrow at Florham Park?
Yeah, but we don't know. We don't know.
He's not fired.
But hold on. We don't know if that's what Robert Sala was definitely going to do.
Okay, we don't know.
More taking play calling away. Right. That's what I had heard. Like, it was a play calling takeaway situation. Evan. Then all of a sudden, Sala gets fired, and his replacement does the same thing.
Mm. Evan, because we all know deep down, Hackett might call the plays. Todd Downing might call the plays. It's Aaron Rodgers changing every single play, every single down.
By the way, I agree with that. I don't disagree with that.
So the point is, I think by changing the play caller status, you can believe what you want to believe. What I want to believe is, or what I will believe, Sala was going to fire Nate Hackett out of desperation. And how I can even tell this, Aaron Rodgers today, with the, it speaks volumes to the character that Nate Hackett has, that he wants to stick around, be here for me and be here for Todd. I think Nate Hackett has good character. Aaron, you went into Woody Johnson and made sure Nate Hackett didn't get
here's
fun.
Why. Here's why that's Come not. On. Here's why that's not fair. Because I don't know Nate Hackett. Tiki does, and all Tiki says is the guy's the greatest guy in the world.
Feels like
he may not be the greatest coach to people, but all I continuously hear is that he's the greatest guy. So you want to make fun of Aaron Rodgers for saying that? You want to make fun of Tiki Barber for saying that? Here's Jeff Ulbrich. Here's what Jeff Ulbrich had to say immediately after announcing, "Hey, I'm demoting Nate Hackett." Here's the coach.
Just another testament to the human being that Nathaniel Hackett is, the fact that he's going to give us everything in his body and heart and soul, and he's going to continue to be a big part of the success we're going to have going forward from an offensive perspective. And just I feel so fortunate that he's staying with us. I mean, here's a guy that's been a head coach in this league and willing to draw cards, willing to do whatever it takes. So the true heart of a servant, just I feel so fortunate that he's on our staff, that he's in our lives, and I can't speak enough good things about him.
That is a very... Wow. See, I hear that. I do not know Nate Hackett other than the 30 seconds while he walked past us and I yelled at him, get Brees Hall the ball more. That was my one introduction to him.
And he said, I'm trying.
And he said, I'm trying. I don't know Nate Hackett. And I certainly don't know Jeff Ulbrich quite yet. The way he talked about him... Mm-hmm. is as if Nate Hackett is like the sweetest human in the world.
But he
and
is.
Tiki says the same damn thing. He is an angel from the gods, apparently.
He is. But you know what that also sounded like?
What?
It sounded like a friend to Nate Hackett, along with Aaron Rodgers' comments, and a friend to Nate Hackett, that are relieved that Nate Hackett didn't lose his job because that was going to be Robert Sala's next maneuver until Woody Johnson and Aaron stepped in.
Look,
boy, I don't read fan fiction. Evan. Maybe
every business is a people business. I mean, it's... You don't have to like everybody, but if you do, it's really easy to root for someone who you like. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I think that's the overarching feeling about Nate Hackett in that organization. Now, are people disgruntled because offensively they haven't had success and they have to blame somebody and Nate's taken a lot of the arrows for the lack of execution? Sure. But Nate also understands that's his responsibility, right? He knows that if his tight ends aren't blocking well or the offensive line is messing up assignments or Brees Hall is taking the wrong angles to get into the holes, you know, down on the goal line. It's on him, ultimately. He gets it. But he also knows that he wants to be a part of something that could be special. And that something special is if Aaron Rodgers plays good football. That's the other side of this that it doesn't get said enough is that Aaron has been playing terrible.
No, I'll say it again. Aaron Rodgers has been freaking terrible.
Not enough of the media is talking about it because they're only focused on the coaching, right? It's like you blame coaches when players play poorly because you can't always just blame the player or players. And in this case, after building up Aaron Rodgers to this ridiculous altitude, it's hard to blame him now. But the reality is everybody shares the blame in this, including and maybe especially last week and in London, is Aaron Rodgers.
I think he is the leader in taking the blame. And I understand what you're saying. It's tough when you talk so glowingly about a guy for a year and a half to all of a sudden call him out for sucking. I don't find it that difficult. I have been kissing Aaron Rodgers' ring and ass more than maybe anybody.
Yeah.
And I'll say it again. I'll say it into the cameras of SNY. I'll say it into your eyes. I'll say it into anybody's eyes. Aaron Rodgers has been terrible, and he needs to be better. And the main reason why the New York Jets are in the position they're in, and the main reason why Robert Saleh paid by losing his job, and Nate Hackett paid by being demoted, is because this quarterback has not been good enough, and he needs to be better. And I don't know if he's going to be better because there was a head coaching change or because there was a play calling change. Maybe he's just going to get better because of the amount of time he has working with these guys.
Right.
But he needs to be better because if he's not better, they're going nowhere. The Jets' offensive production, this is not hyperbole, this is a fact, has been the same as what it was with Zach Wilson. Let that marinate in all of our brains. They are scoring the same amount of points as they did when Zach Wilson was the quarterback. That's unacceptable. That can't continue. So I know we've had fun, Sean Hive, and you just want to kiss Aaron Rodgers' ass. I ain't kissing his ass. He's been terrible, and he needs to be better. And he's the main reason why they're 2-3.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't improve, this season's going down the drain, and it will be mostly on him. Have I made myself clear or no?
No, you have. And by the way, you said this last week.
I know. Before. This is the second time in a row
You said this after the Denver game, and it felt the same then as it did after the London game. There are things that aren't clicking with him. Now, you also mentioned something that's probably more the case. He hasn't played that much since tearing his Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he's 28 and coming off a torn Achilles. He's 40 coming off a torn Achilles. And I know people want to lie and say, oh, he looks great moving around. No, he doesn't. He looks 40 moving around. He looks like he's very cautious with every step that he takes. I remember Aaron Rodgers running around the field like a maniac and ducking away from people and getting to the edges and throwing bombs downfield that were like, how in the hell is he even getting free? Oh, my God, he completed that? Right? That's not Aaron Rodgers that we're seeing right now. This looks like a shell of him athletically. And so it's got to be done above the neck. It's got to be done in his mind and with his timing and getting the ball to the places that he wants to. What we've seen, especially in London, is that he's making these decisions and the ball's not going where he wants it to go. And that used to be a doubter with Aaron Rodgers. I'm letting the ball go. It doesn't matter how my body is contorted. It's getting exactly where I was aiming it. That's not happening anymore.
Right.
And so those are turning into mistakes and turnovers, as we saw. Not the first one, because that was just a hell of a play design by the Minnesota Vikings defense and an unbelievable play by Andrew Van Ginkel. But those other two, those are just bad throws where he thought they were going to do something that they didn't ultimately do.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.